Let's talk about something that's not too, you know, enjoyable, but everybody's going to experience it with friends in your 30s, friends in your 40s, friends you have in your 50s. Some people have already experienced it as teenagers, right? And I want to talk about what a lot of people avoid with people they know, other family members, or friends that changes a person sometimes for the rest of their life, sometimes 5 years, 10 years. You shift into another person, just like if you went from not having kids to giving birth and having kids. It changes you. You find another layer of self. And I think when you lose someone that's very pivotal to you, like a father, a mother, a daughter, a son, a brother, a sister, a grandparent, especially if they raised you and they were around you your whole life, you grieve in a way where you become a completely different human being. And for me, I just remember since a kid, and I still do it sometimes, I still have like my 5 minutes of crying, just thinking about what it's going to feel like to not be able to have my mother, call my mother, see my mother, hear her voice, hold her little hands, laugh at her, watch her from a distance. Like, I think about that often ever since I was little. Ever since, you know, her first stroke. Ever since my third ride with her in the ambulance. Ever since me seeing her in the hospital for months. You know, ever since me seeing her drop a lot of weight. Crawling around the house because she can't walk. Not being able to see for a couple of days because of her health. Watching her put all her pills in the different date compartments of her pill box. Like, I've imagined this over and over again. What's so ironic is my father was always old my whole life. Like, he was an old man. They were 30 years apart in age, and he was just an old man my whole life. So the thought of him dying is just like, girl, duh. You know what I'm saying? And then when he did pass away, it just didn't hit me how the loss of a mom would hit you because you're not that close. So today I want to talk about grief. Okay. A lot of people do not know how to support people they know, close friends or a loved one that is grieving. And a lot of people avoid talking to a person that's grieving, avoid seeing them, avoid sending them funny memes about death or funerals, or they don't know what to say to them on Father's Day. They don't know what to say to them on Mother's Day. They don't know what to say to them when a birthday comes up. They're just quiet, or they try to make it about something they experience as if that makes it any better. It doesn't, right? And so today I want to talk about the do's and don'ts when it comes to someone who is grieving, what you can do and what to do when someone is grieving around you, so you're not just a pointless human being around them. Because yes, they are dealing with some heavy shit. Yes, their moods might be random. Yes, they are different. Wouldn't you be different? You know what I'm saying? Like, some people don't know how to express and show empathy for people who are at a loss. And some people want to talk about it. Some people don't want to talk about it. Some people put their head down and just work, work, work. Some people get extremely healthy. Some people don't leave the house. Like, you have to know.
Wait. I'm going to keep doing the show. Just give me a minute.
I appreciate y'all for listening. Just so you know, this is not the only show that I do. When you listen to any recording that I do for Shambi Podding, you're supporting all the pods, and I appreciate that. I have 8 podcasts that I push out, all right? Some are not being pushed out right now. Some have content sitting out there for you to press play and listen to, and I appreciate every download and every listen. You can find the podcast on shambipodding.com. You can hashtag shambipodding. On Twitter, it's shambibusy. I have different Twitters for different podcasts, so be mindful of that. You can hashtag triple R. You can find the Real Relationship Rapport being recorded live twice a month on Stereo app. Download it. It's a world, okay? You can find Call Me When You Get Off podcasts on all podcast platforms. She Gets a Pod, the Creator podcast, which is about art and creativity. Loudmouth Stereo is a podcast I used to do with Greg from Young Black and Bothered. It is discontinued, but the content is still out there. So What Page We On Be is with Casey and Kiki and myself, and we read books every season. We're on 19. What is this? The 19th season? Yeah, we're on the 19th season, and we're about to finish a book, and then we'll start a new book at the end of May. You have the Real Relationship Rapport with Dungeon and myself. That's on Stereo app. I have a recording today. Yeah. We have Wear It Right with Shan, which is where I talk about fashion and style. And we have Cozy Womb Podcast, which is my very first podcast that I did, which is talking about parenting. All right. So there's a lot to choose from. I appreciate you all. If you want to figure out how you can support me, you can donate to the link in the show notes. If you just scroll down, you're going to see a donation link for a red circle. I appreciate it. You can buy merch on any of the shops. You can purchase some of the books on shambipodding.com, or you can just retweet a tweet of about the show, repost a link for the show, or a post for the show. Either way, I appreciate you and thank you for listening. And don't forget to do something creatively for yourself today. Now back to the show. What a person needs, and just let that person know that you're available to them while they're grieving. So I would see if the person that's grieving that I know, that I care for, wants to travel. You know, travel with them. Take them on a road trip. Take them to a new restaurant. Maybe y'all catch a flight on a weekend. Take them outside. Sometimes when you just don't feel like yourself, going outside, going to a playground, hopping on an adult swing, playing on a merry-go-round, it's enough. You know what I'm saying? Taking your shoes off, taking your socks off, stepping in some grass that's clean, and being under a tree, a picnic. Sometimes that's all you need in order to be like, okay, now let me, you know, collect myself. Let me organize my thoughts. Sometimes being in the same spot that we've been in since last week, don't know when the last time we showered, looking at the mess around us, looking at things, you know, how it's been for the last 2 weeks, is depressing. Sometimes you got to get people out of their space. If you cook with them, you know, cook for them, know that you cannot fix it. I think a lot of people annoy those who are grieving because they're always trying to fix it. You can't fix someone's death. You can't make someone losing a child right, but you can be there. You know, you can just show up. You don't have to speak. Sometimes what friends need is just somebody to sit on the other side of the couch while they watch movies that they've seen already, new movies, shows, talk about something completely off topic. You don't have to say anything. Let me say that again. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to talk about the funeral. You don't have to talk about what happened in the hospital. You don't have to talk about, have they picked up their things? Have they gone to the house? You don't have to bring that up unless that's what they want to talk about. Just share space. And most people don't even know what they need from anybody. But that's why it's so important to just be available for them to see if they need something. To see if they want to talk. To see if they just want to cry and you not say shit but pass the tissues and, you know, some water. And, you know, if they just want to lie down, maybe you come over and you help clean. Some people, when they're going through grieving, they don't clean. There's dishes in the sink, clothes on the couch, a pile of dirty laundry. The floor hasn't been mopped. The bathroom looks a mess. Their bed looks a mess, you know. Clean their makeup brushes. Like, everything you know that they would normally take care of, do it for them. Wash their car. Get their grass cut. Like, some people completely lock up mentally, emotionally, and physically when they're losing someone that was, like, great, like, person in their life. Some people just lock the fuck up, and the best people to be around when shit like that happens is the ones who know you best. The ones who, like, you know what? You ain't got no fucking groceries in here. Let me go grocery shopping for things that I know you eat, that I know you buy, just to fill your fridge so you don't have to go out and see people, or God forbid you go out and it's around Mother's Day and you just lost your mom. Like, that's how you show up. So, let me just get into these do's and don'ts. My don't list is shorter than my do's, so let's do that first, okay? So, my don't list when you want to support someone grieving is stop looking for a quick fix because it's not coming. Stop avoiding people who are grieving because they're going to look at you like, damn, you just left me. You haven't checked up on me. I haven't seen you. You act like I didn't exist. And you don't want that to be the realization of that person you say you care about. Don't compare pain. Like, whatever your losses have been in life may not compare to their losses. So one thing that I do hate that people will say when some people die is, I know how you feel. No, I don't fucking know how you feel. I don't know what it feels like to lose a child. I don't know what it feels like to have a miscarriage. I don't know what it feels like to lose a father that you were really close to. I know what it feels like to lose a dad that didn't know how to show up as a father. You know what I'm saying? I know what that feels like, but I don't know how to, I don't know what it feels like to lose a good dad. You know what I'm saying? So I would never tell someone, oh, my dad died too. I know how you feel. I don't. You know, I would never tell somebody who lost their mom, I'm sorry. I could only imagine. I could only think how you feel. I can't. Even though I've been thinking about that day my whole life, off and on, having many cry sessions about when that day comes, I know I'm going to be somebody completely different. I know there's going to be a layer of me that I will never be able to get back. Just like there was a layer of me that I could never get back from when I was without kids and now I'm a mom of two. Like, there are layers of us that will be revealed when our life completely changes and we can't go back to what it was. So don't compare pain. She Gets It Pod will be right back after these messages. It is that season once again, that returning depression, that seasonal depression, that just, you know, time where you just don't feel like doing anything. You don't feel like being in the mix with everyone. You feel overwhelmed, or you're just missing people, and that's perfectly okay. And some people need more help than others. And when you're looking for help, sometimes it's not your friends. Sometimes it's not your family. Sometimes it's not the person you're in a relationship with that can help you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online at our fingertips. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone and be heard. Because we all have things that we carry that are a bit heavier than the next person's. And so if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone talk to you and listen to you and give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, please check out our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month. So stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Hope you feel better. To people who have recently lost something or grieving. And grieving doesn't always have to come with a physical death. Grieving could be that job position that you went to school for the last 4 years, and you've been working there for the last 12 years, and they lay you off with a lot of other people. Like right now, a lot of people are going through layoffs at jobs they thought they were going to have until they retired. A lot of people are taking retirement packages in their fucking 40s from these government jobs because of this orange man in the White House. A lot of people are grieving what they thought their life was going to be. A lot of people who have lost pensions grieve. A lot of people who, you know, thought their marriage was going to be till the casket drop and they're in divorce court grieve. They still need people to show up for them. They still need support. You know, so just make sure that you reach out. Don't make them have to reach out. Okay? Do not tell someone who's grieving, if you need me, call me, because you know they're not going to call. Make yourself available. If you're driving near their house, call them, text them, stop by, bring some fruit, bring some water, I don't know. Whatever you think that they might use, bring it. Put it in the mailbox. Okay, don't buy the wrong roses. All right, I learned this in my mid-20s. Different color roses mean different things. Okay, do your Google. It's too much Wi-Fi out here for people to not know what they are supposed to do versus what they're not supposed to do when somebody is grieving or at a loss. Okay. What you do is you get white roses or a white plant as sympathy for people who are grieving, okay? Another great thing that you can do is get a heated blanket or a cozy blanket for someone. Cozy socks. Buy them more tissues. If they like to read uplifting books, because you know I'm a bookworm. A journal so they can write their thoughts out on. Candles that you know they would like, not the candles you like, the candles you know they would like, okay? Essential oils, an essential oil burner, peppermint oil helps, lemon balm, scent helps, it helps to relax, soothe you. When you have a headache, it's perfect to just let it go while you're sleeping. Melatonin, okay? Get them some melatonin gummies. Maybe some edibles, okay? If they in the edibles, get them some edibles, okay? Just don't put it where their kids could get it if they got kids. What else you could do? Just knowing the back of their mind that they need you. If they tell you I'm good, I'm sure there's something I can do for you. You know what I'm saying? If the house is a mess, just start. Start picking up shit. You know, when I go to my friends' houses and I see like, oh, they got shit on the couch. They got shit in the sink. The bathroom's kind of a mess. If you leave me there for 10 minutes, I'm cleaning. If you leave me there for an hour, I'm cleaning. If I feel like if I came home from work, would I want to come home to this bedroom? No. Do I have a space here to just lie down and go to fuck to sleep? No, I'm cleaning it. That's who I am. If I see you got laundry all over the room, I'm making piles, I'm sorting it, and I'm going to start washing. Okay, if I see you got shoes scattered all through the house, I'm going to start putting the pairs together and putting them somewhere neat. I think it's so important when people are going through shit mentally and emotionally that your space that you're in should give you relief, should make you calmer, should give you peace. And you can't have peace when your place is chaotic. You can't have peace when you go in your car and it looks like the same day when you came back from the funeral that you've been crying about for the last 8 days. Like, you have to bring in the new. Okay? So let them cry. If they have laundry, do their laundry, clean their house, make their bed, buy them groceries, you know, make them care packages. That's sweet. Stop by if you're around the city or around their place. Tell them that you're sorry and shut the fuck up. Sometimes it's the best thing you can do when somebody's grieving. Tell them you're sorry and shut the fuck up. You don't have to add anything else on it. Just that, right? Do not force them to pray. Some people, when they are grieving, they are mad at whoever they believe in, whatever they believe in. Do not force them to pray. If prayer works for you when you was grieving or when you don't know what to do, cool. But do not push that on somebody who, one, you don't know their religious views. Two, they might be having a mental battle and spiritual battle with this loss and who they believe in. And just tell them that you're here. Here's my number. Or just say, I'm going to call you every day at 9 a.m. You can answer or you don't have to answer. I'm going to send a text every day at 7 p.m. Stay consistent. Just do it. They might pick up one morning and they might want to talk. They might text you back one evening and they might want to talk. Sometimes all you have to do is let a person know that you're available. Sometimes that's the best thing to do. But don't try to force yourself or force a person to tell you something or show you something or explain something to you when they're grieving, because sometimes you don't know what the fuck you need when you're going through that. Sometimes if they say, I don't want to be talked to, I don't want to see anybody, they don't want to be talked to and they don't want to see anybody. It's not you. You didn't do nothing wrong. That's just how they feel at the moment. Learn to respect.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Respect people. But that's not going to stop you from sending flowers or sending over groceries or sending a text or checking in from time to time. You can still do that. And don't take their attitude personal. Don't take their, I did this and this and this and you haven't. This shit ain't about you. They not in their right mind. Don't do things to expect things afterwards. That's not genuine, okay? But we all have a responsibility as a friend, as a cousin, as a sister, as a brother, as a daughter, as a son, to show up for the people we say we care about also when they're grieving. Not just their birthday, not just their anniversary, not just for the friend trip. Show up for people when this shit is ugly too. But I just wanted to put that out there because I know some people struggle with what they need to do for a friend that lost a mom, what they need to do for someone who has lost a pet, what they need to do for someone who just got laid off, like all of the things I said in this damn episode. You're welcome. Like, we gotta grow up. We gotta grow up. We gotta be the people that show up for our people. My name is Shan, and this is She Gets a Pod. I appreciate you for listening. If anybody is going through grief right now, go through it, not around it. Don't avoid it. Don't drink yourself through it. Don't take painkillers so you don't feel it, because if you don't feel it now, you're going to feel it later. Okay? Don't put yourself in a deeper hole that you can't get yourself out of. Don't lose the good people you have around you that want to support you, but you're not supporting yourself because you're going through this grieving process and your pride is in the way, or your ego is in the way, or you don't want people to see you sad, or you don't want people to think this about you. Fuck what people think. You stress yourself out and other people that care about you because you're too fucking worried about what other people think. If you lost someone or something that was so important and pivotal in your life, you are allowed to feel like shit. You are allowed to not want to. You are allowed to take some time away from fucking work. And if they threaten to fire you because you don't show back up on Tuesday, fuck it. That job doesn't own your skills. That job doesn't own your life. Most jobs that say this work, life balance shit, that's a fucking lie. It's a fucking lie. Most corporate jobs want to be top priority in your fucking life over what your family needs, over what you need, over what trip you planned and you asked to take the time off. They gave it to you, and now because it doesn't work for their fucking schedule, they're telling you you have to move it. Fuck you. I'm going on the trip. You are allowed to grieve. But anywho, I'm done. Bye.